Hey, this is Eddie Hyatt. I'm the host of the Awakening Podcast, and I'm here today. I want to share with you two very vitally important books that I have written that are so relevant to this moment in America's history. You know, there are evil forces that are seeking to transform America into a socialist, Marxist, secularist society. These forces, they want to totally transform the America of George Washington, Thomas Jefferson, Abraham Lincoln, Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. They want to transform this nation into something that it has never been before. And one of their key strategies is by demonizing America's founders and demonizing America's past. The point they are making is that America's founders were evil, racist slaveholders who founded this nation to protect their riches and to maintain slavery. My friends, that is an outright lie. But because this message is being believed, because people are really ignorant of our real origins, this is why we see monuments to the founders being toppled. We see the names of George Washington and Thomas Jefferson being removed from public school buildings and other public buildings. We see school children being taught that our founding fathers were evil, racist people. My friends, this is not true, but this is part of their plan because they know, as Karl Marx said, people without a heritage are easily persuaded. And if they can destroy what Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. called America's sacred heritage, he based his whole movement for civil rights on America's sacred founding. He called it America's sacred heritage. But these modern Marxists know that if they can demonize America's founding, then they can bring in this new system. For as Karl Marx himself said, people without a heritage are easily persuaded. People without a heritage. Now, what my two books do, they document America's, what Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. called America's sacred heritage. They document that this nation was birthed out of a great spiritual awakening. And it documents how this great, what's called the Great Awakening, how it also ignited an abolition movement in colonial America that turned hundreds of thousands, including America's founders, turned them against slavery at a time it was being accepted and practiced all over the world. It resulted in America's founding documents being colorblind, with our Constitution guaranteeing rights and freedoms for all its citizens, regardless of their race or skin color. Yes, my friends, these two books document America's sacred heritage, and oh, how they are needed today to stand and to withstand and to put up a bulwark against this movement to demonize America's past so that they can change her present and future. Now, these two books are called, the first one I'll mention, it's my latest book, it's called Abolitionist Founding Fathers. Interestingly, there was an article that I pulled out of that book that was recently published, actually on July the 4th, was published in the Dallas Morning News. Abolitionist Founding Fathers. The other book is entitled 1726, with the subtitle, The Year That Defined America. I pray that you will go to my website, eddiehyatt.com. EDDIEHYATT.com, or go to Amazon and just enter my name, Eddie Hyatt, and it will bring up all my books on Amazon, and look for, especially for these two. You may find some others that you want, because I've written a number of books. But look for these two abolitionist founding fathers and 1726. These books document America's sacred heritage. Yes, it's an imperfect heritage because it was founded by fallible, fallen human beings, but it is a sacred heritage in which, when we look at it with open hearts and minds, we clearly see God's hand in bringing forth this nation. So, check out those books. They are so very important at this time in history. Abolitionist Founding Fathers and 1726. And I will see you very soon on another episode of the Awakening Podcast.